We're going to focus on China this morning, where there are disturbing signs that may stem from economic trends that are also moving in a negative direction. The enemy of China? Well, China likes to talk about its containment by the U.S. and the West in the Pacific, and it actually rolled out an aircraft carrier to project its power. But its enemies may be from within. There were protests on Monday as riot police patrolled the Chinese city of Zhanjiang. Violent protests have erupted over the rough treatment, listen to this, of a migrant street vendor. The issue is the government's control of the economy and also inflation. Chinese inflation rose to its highest level in nearly 3 years in the month of May, up 5.5% from the same month last year. And extrapolating to the yearly inflation rate, it's a part of the prescription for political instability that we're seeing signs of inside of China, which means this is a decision point for the Beijing government. Joining us now is Martin Patience from our partner, the BBC, in China. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning.
5.5 annual inflation rate. Is that what we're looking at if we extrapolate the most recent number out over 12 months?
Well, it's very difficult to know. Certainly in the last 12 months, inflation, the prices now compared with 12 months ago have increased by 5.5%. Now, I think most significantly is that food prices have contributed much to that. They've gone up by more than 10%. And that's of a huge concern to the authorities here, because millions of Chinese households spend more than half their incomes on food. And the authorities here are always mindful that rising inflation, particularly in food prices, could trigger wider social unrest.
And are these sorts of commodities controlled by the Chinese government, or are they purely market driven, and the world price of various food commodities spikes and there are no subsidies to cushion the blow for the Chinese people? How does it work?
Well, it's interesting you say that. Global demand has increased. Food prices over the last 12 months globally have increased by about a third. So what's happened in China is that actually the government authorities, the authorities here, have imposed some food controls because they want to try and keep food at a specific level. And when you speak to economists, what they'll say is that, yes, it will work in the short term, but in the long term, that is no model. Now, China is obviously suffering from a greater global demand, so Chinese are having to pay more for their foods along with other consumers in the world. But I think significantly, specifically in China, we're seeing serious droughts in the south of the country, and that's all also pushing up food prices. So certainly there'll be growing concern, particularly over the summer and into the winter, that food prices could possibly go up even more.
And what's the connection to the latest unrest?
Well, it seems to have calmed down. The unrest wasn't specifically economic related. What happened was that, according to reports, a pregnant street vendor had been pushed over by police. That was close to the southern city of Guangzhou. Now, that's the manufacturing heartlands of China. This incident reportedly took place on Friday. And what we saw on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, even into Monday, spilling into Monday, were riots. Now, I saw some of the TV footage, and these were riots. Cars were being overturned, some government buildings were set on fire, windows were smashed. We saw the police, the security forces charging those rioters. So it was very, very serious, although the authorities haven't allowed journalists. Well, it's been very difficult for journalists to get into that
and
area.
Martin, and there has been reports before of certain groups in anti-government groups in China trying to sort of exploit the unrest there, the discontent there, to turn it into an anti-government protest movement.
Well, this, in some ways, I mean, this, every protest in China, a lot of them stem from economic reasons. And often when you speak to Chinese people, they'll say they're not anti-government, they just want the government to change. I mean, in terms of agitators inside China trying to turn them into anti-government protests, I've never specifically come across that. That's not to say it doesn't happen. But certainly the authorities do clamp down on dissent when they see it, because they are always concerned that these protests, these demonstrations, or in this case a riot. They are worried that they could actually trigger wider social unrest. But in themselves, they're not unusual. There's thousands of protests every month in China. We just don't see or hear about them that often. That's because the authorities don't let journalists in on the whole.
Indeed. Powder keg or business as usual in China. Very hard to determine. Martin Patience of our partner, the BBC, reporting live there from Beijing. Thank you, Martin.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.